just the man I wanted to see. Could you come in for a sec?
What is it, boss?
I know this is your wife's off day. I didn't want to give you bad news.
What?
The contract that I had has changed, and they've cut my pay. So, effective immediately, I'm going to have to cut you and your wife's pay as well. I'm not going to be able to pay as a salary.
The full movie trailer can be viewed now on YouTube, and the complete movie will be ready in 2024. The second book in the series is Oh No Man, Nothing But to Love Him, and it's also a movie. The book is available now on Amazon.com, along with his newly released Wealth Transfer book and movie, which is the third book of the Caden Rogers series. The Caden Rogers series by John D. Hoffman. Available now on Amazon.com. Author John D. Hoffman is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Took a few minutes, but I'm causing more problems, and I want to end the problem. Weapons of all warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. That's how we fight. We pray. That's how we get the enemy back. We pray. That's how we deal with government problems. We pray. That's how we deal with poverty first. We pray. Before we rally, we pray about what we're going to rally about. That's how we bring change in the home. We're going to get on our knees somewhere and pray. This is how we get rid of drugs in our community. We don't get the men of God, policemen, all kind of folks, the sheriff. We don't get the mayor. We gonna find a church somewhere. We gonna find some holy ground. We gonna get on our knees and we gonna pray. I'm not organizing nothing till y'all are organized and pray. Stop running behind people who ain't praying. If their idea, if their goal don't include prayer, I'm not following you. Start running behind people with cliches. Get rich quick schemes. You need to link up with folk who praying. That's how we fix what's wrong with the church. We pray. I know y'all gonna sit down on me. But we pray. We pray. Number one reason we go pray. We will help ourselves with this situation with Hezekiah, and we go look at his life, and hopefully God will bless you in the midst of Hezekiah's life and example. Number one, you got to deal with your present reality. You got to deal with your present reality. In our text, brothers and sisters, we find that it is brought to Hezekiah's attention. Because he is a man of God, there's another man of God, a prophet Isaiah, who comes and delivers a miserable, morbid word to him, tells him simply, get your house in order. Make sure you got your beneficiaries listed. Make sure you got all your burial paid up, because you are about to die. Hezekiah is sick, brothers and sisters. He has a great deal of boils on his body. The boils normally symbolize for you and I infections. So there's something on the inside that's sick in Hezekiah that is manifesting itself on the outside. He's infected. And too many of us are putting makeup over stuff that's infected. It's because your prayer life ain't right. It ain't because of diet. It ain't because of exercise. You ain't in the Word of God enough. That's why some stuff ain't going right. Because you, God wants to develop your prayer life so you can be a better Christian. This sickness is not unto death, but it's for you to get, for God to get the glory out of your life. Stop complaining about a bill. Stop complaining about what's going on and search your heart and see, God, am I praying right? Because if you're praying right and then you deal with a situation, now you got peace. But if you don't have peace with some stuff that's going on in your life, it's because you ain't praying good enough. And so God will allow us to go through a season of spiritual development. I know it's right. You don't like it. This ain't no good Baptist sermon, but I got to tell you the truth. Sometimes God got to develop you to be what he wants you to be. So he tests Hezekiah by sending him a word that says, you go die. There's some bad news that you get every day in your life sometimes. Some of you are dealing with a season of bad news. Somebody told you something this week that just done messed you up. Some stuff you saw that just done messed you up. Some stuff in your body going on just done messed you up. You ain't slept all week and it's messing you up. And you think God got something to do with it. And to be perfectly honest, God does. But you got to determine if you go bless God or you go blame God. I can't make you answer that question this morning. All I know is to speak for me. I still will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Listen to me. I know too much what's going on right now, but if I look back over my life, I got too much prior experience with God to know that God will keep you when you need to be kept. I once was young, but now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. Lord, I am with you. Always, I know too much. So excuse me just for 5 seconds. I'm going to take a praise break and glorify the God who keeps me even though I'm dealing with something right now. I don't feel like I want to feel. I don't have what I want to have, but my God still got me. So excuse me for 5 seconds. I got to bless him. Thank you. I ain't bothering y'all. I ain't gonna bother you. I just know I'm gonna bless him. In spite of the bad news, I'm gonna bless him. In spite of what the doctors say, I'm gonna bless him. In spite of what the bank statements say, I'm gonna bless him. I got laid off, I'm gonna bless him. I got divorced, I'm gonna bless him. She hurt me, I'm gonna bless him. He messed over me, I'm gonna bless him. That's just me. That's just me. He has to deal with his present reality. Listen, Hezekiah got some problems, y'all. In chapter 18, he reforms Judah. Spiritual reform. But see, I didn't read, didn't have the time, and y'all don't feel like it. In chapter 19, Hezekiah got bigger problems than him. Hezekiah is the king of Judah, and he's dealing with enemy invasion. The Assyrian king, Sennacherib, is trying to invade and has invaded some fortified cities around Judah. And he's headed toward Jerusalem. He done got the outskirts, and he headed for the capital. He's already claimed some of the other people of God and taken them hostage. This is on Hezekiah's mind because as the man of God and as the king, he's responsible for these people. And the Assyrian king is calling for attacks and invasions to his very own people. Matter of fact, he got some of his folk already in bondage. So Hezekiah, being the man of God that he is, tries to handle things right. He goes to the temple, he goes to the treasury, and he offers to pay Sennacherib 300 pieces of silver, 30 pieces of gold as a ransom price for his people. Y'all with me? Am I losing you? Sennacherib say it ain't about the money, I'm trying to get the people. Now he's gone and used up every dollar he can use up to try to get back God's people. And he say, it ain't about the money. I'm just trying to make your God look bad. Because the more I do to you and the more you don't give God glory, the more you showing God that he can't keep you. And I'm trying to attack your life. I'm trying to attack your job. I'm trying to attack your home so that you won't give God glory. See, Hezekiah, you messed up. You became my enemy trying to change stuff. You try to bring reform to Judah and Jerusalem. That ain't what I got you. Your daddy did what I said. You kind of being a troublemaker. Yeah. You different than the normal man. You ain't worried about a job. You worry about prayer meeting. You ain't worried about money. You worrying about ministry. You a strange man, Hezekiah. You always praying, and you ain't never hanging out drinking beer. You somewhere praying to God. There's something wrong with you, Hezekiah. So what I'm going to do, Hezekiah, since I can't attack you, I'm going to attack what you love, God's people. Yeah, Lord. The enemy going to attack what's close to you. And he knows that Hezekiah loves his folk. And so he attacks them. And now he sends messages to Hezekiah and mock God. Have you ever been in the presence of people who tell you ain't no God? Who insult God? Who insult you praying, who insult you being in part of ministry, they telling you it don't take all that. They telling you you're wasting your time. You could be somewhere fishing. You could be somewhere laid out. You could be somewhere hanging out. They telling you that you're stupid. They telling you that you're a fool. They telling you that you're a square because you're being what God say. They mocking God. It ain't God healing you. It was medicine. It ain't God giving you provision. It's your job. They making an insult and a mockery out of the God who delivers you, and you get mad. You know why some of y'all couldn't shout out that? Because y'all don't tell them nothing. Y'all just keep on letting them insult your God. You don't pray about it. You don't tell them how good God is. You let folk insult your God. How dare we go another day and let this world, let this president, let this government, let this people, let this city, let this community not recognize God. I don't care what you post on Facebook. I don't care if Jesus is black, brown, blue, or white. He is a spirit, and they that worship him must do so in spirit and in truth. I ain't hung up on color. I'm hung up on Christ. Y'all better sit down, because I'm going to make a point. I'm going to shake up some stuff. You better sit down. I'd rather you sit down now before sit down after I say it. All you woke Negroes make me sick. Everybody's so woke. Everybody's so aware of what's going on. Everybody see the big picture. You don't understand the big picture, because if you understood the big picture, you'd be tearing down the church doors, getting to the house of God on your knees in his word, finding solution. Think it's about the school board. You still think it's about city council. You still think it's about police jury. You still think it's about inauguration. You still think it's about Congress. It's about Jesus. And too many of us, are quiet. Won't say nothing. Won't say nothing. Won't stand for God. Everybody woke, but nobody worships. And half of them that's woke don't work. That's why they got time to do all this research. Jesus. 19, 20, 23 years old. Now you telling me God is just a figment of my imagination. You got to use common sense. You can't even get a job. Can't cross the street. Now you woke behind some rap lyrics. Drake and J. Cole got you woke. But you ain't figured out yet how to worship or work. And my Bible tell me if a man won't work, he ain't gonna eat. You ain't starving for knowledge. You starving for tuna fish and some crackers. You need something to eat. Listen. Unemployment is not simply you not having a job. The true definition of unemployment is to not have a job, but you're looking. That's how people get unemployment benefits, because they already was working. I'm going to leave that alone. Somebody challenged me this week. I don't mind being transparent. Somebody challenged me this week, and I still think it's a setup. They challenged me this week telling me that I know I'm on air, but they told me, you better keep telling the truth because Winfield needs it. And I do my best to tell y'all the truth. But see how y'all act now? See how y'all do me? Stand, Pastor. Preach, Pastor. See how y'all do me? Deal with your present reality. Hezekiah is sick within himself. He's got personal problems, then he got professional problems. Have you ever been in a situation where it feel like if it ain't one thing, it's another? But what's happened to us is that we have lacked praying. We don't pray as much, and we start paying more attention to what's wrong. See, you got a gunshot wound. A Band-Aid won't fix that. But if you don't deal with your present reality, you won't know what kind of wound you have. So you'll know what proper avenues you need to take to get that need addressed. When it's good, pray. When it's bad, pray. That way you're already trained and conditioned to always pray. Stop, can I just help y'all, my generation? Stop praying just when stuff go wrong. Because then you run out of, you don't know what words to use. And you're going to research stuff, get on Google, what's a good prayer for helping with money? My God, go increase me. No, there are principles to everything God does. And if you got to know what to pray. And a true believer has learned by now to pray the word. You don't just pray a wish list. God is not Santa Claus. Oh, Lord, help me. See, that's what's wrong why stuff ain't happening. We don't know how to pray. You can't pray after. Lord, forgive me for what I'm about to say. There are ways you can send out prayers over social media, but true prayer, you ain't typing. You got to deal and stop pretending as though you don't have. Now, Hezekiah is a man of God, a king, and he has to deal with his issues. What makes you think you ain't got to? It don't make me less of a man to admit I got stuff going on. The world is shattering me. Life is whooping me. If we had more men being honest, but they go, instead of me going to drink it off, because I won't deal with it God's way, I deal with it some kind of way. You see, everything life does to us, we will have a reaction to it. If you suppress it, it's going to come out sooner or later. If you handle it the enemy way, it's going to tear you up. But if you handle it God's way, you'll be blessed. You can't drink away problems. Hezekiah can't go get drunk. He too sick to drink. Y'all missing me. Ain't nothing for him to do but lay on that bed and take everything God given him. Y'all got a chance to fix y'all's right now. Look what he does. The king, Sennacherib, sends some messengers to insult Hezekiah. Insult God, make a mockery of God, Hezekiah, and his faith. That messed Hezekiah up. Now his problem goes from my people being held hostage to now you mess with me and God. And when the enemy start attacking your faith, you got to get upset about that. That's got to move you to say, I got to take some action here. You got, depression, oh no, that's against God. Oh, killing myself, suicide, oh no. God gave me this only life, it's too precious for this. I denounce that spirit in the name of Jesus. Enemy, get out of me now. That's done upset me. Let me go get my word. Let me go find my Bible. Let me get up to that church. Something ain't right me thinking like that. Something ain't right me wanna talk like that. Something ain't right, I'm mad about that. That's what's supposed to happen to y'all when life try to make you bitter. If you got the spirit of God in you, I don't care how old you got. I don't care how much arthritis you got. If something got you cussing and fussing and mad at the world and you don't want to pray, oh, no, no, in the name of Jesus, I cancel that assignment. I will not be defeated. I will not be sad. You done blessed me too much, God. You done brought me out of this, God. You blessed me through surgery. You blessed me to pay for medication. You blessed me, God, with a walker. You blessed me with a cane. Some people ain't got a cane. Some people ain't got a walker. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. I'm not going to sit here and complain. I'm not going to sit here and groan. That ain't of God. And the spirit of God in you has got to start getting upset. Chapter 19 tells us, Hezekiah said, wait a minute, something ain't right, huh? Oh, the enemy coming after my family. He coming after my people. But he coming after my faith. Keep the money. If I had time, I'd show you in chapter 19 of 2 Kings, Hezekiah take off that robe. He take off this crown. He put down that staff and say he put on sackcloth. Because sackcloth is what you do when you got to do some praying. That's a sign of humility and you just being common. He's still a king, but he got some work to do right now. He ain't too cute to get down on his knee. He ain't so anointed, he can't say, thank you, Jesus. He ain't so powerful, he can't say, Lord, I need you. I better get back up here. You all know what's wrong with some of y'all? Y'all too cute. You're too cute. Uh-oh, y'all sit down. Go ahead. No, it's okay, sit down. You may be seated. You may be seated. Some of y'all too cute. Hezekiah, king. Some of y'all just professionals at your job, maybe. 2 or 3 cents above minimum wage. Finally got married. Got your roof over your head. Now you too cute for anything. You spend 45 minutes on that makeup, you be dogged if you cry. Longer Shanique kept me in that chair, I'd be dogged if I jump up. Y'all don't want to be real. Listen. He says, I don't care about my priestly, kingly garments. That ain't got to do with me being a king. I'm a king because God anointed me, not because of what I wear. And that's what's wrong with us. We so worried about the outside looking like we all right. Sackcloth is showing the Lord. Look here, Lord. Look. And you better be glad I got some sackcloth on me. The way I feel, Lord, I could come butt naked right now because I need you to help me. I'm trying to be respectful of these other church folk. That's why I got the sackcloth on. But I'm coming exposed, God. I ain't got nothing but you. I wish I had about more witnesses who don't mind how they look, who don't care about what it look like. I just need God to help me. Y'all too cute for me. Just now got set your hair, now y'all worry about it. Grew up in hot houses, now y'all can't take nothing. Oh God. Oh God. Just now got set your hair. And ain't always had no 220 units. You had 110s, if that. Oscillate. And you couldn't wait till it come back to your side. Now y'all too cute. Get out here with all that. Deal with your present reality. He prayed. He put on the sackcloth and he prayed. He laid, and see, they sent letters to Hezekiah. Hezekiah took those letters they sent, insulting God, laid them all at the altar. And he prayed. That's chapter 19. That's the professional problem. So it says in verse number 1, in those days, while he's dealing with the professional, he's also dealing with the personal. But Hezekiah does something that we need to do. If prayer is good enough for my job, it's good enough for me. Look what he does. He gets bad news. He turns his face to the wall. Afflicted with pain, body full of balls, body full of infections. All he could do was turn. But he turned away from what told him the bad news. The turn symbolized some actions you got to take to get away from the negativity. You can't pray at stuff. You got to learn how to pray about stuff. Y'all follow me today? You got to learn to make some turns. You can't be at the saloon praying about, Lord, take this from me. You got to take some action. Lord, as I trust you. That sounds, wait a minute, I'm praying to God and I make a turn and pray about the situation. That sounds a whole lot like repentance. Yeah. Yeah. Repentance is more than you saying I'm sorry. It's you taking a turn from that behavior. All I see is the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the negativity, the attacks, my kingship, all this stuff, all my problems. I'm on a sick bed right now. I was just told it's going to be my death bed. But I'm at a point now, I got to decide if I'm going to pray or give up. I done heard all this negativity. I ain't heard nothing good yet about me. Everything I've heard, everything been reported to me has been negativity. Everything I've heard has been miserable. Everything I've heard has been considering death. I might as well go and give up. What's the point in sticking with it? That's why God gives you one more chance to take a turn. Because even though I see a wall, I don't see them. I don't see what hurt me. The wall ain't done nothing but been there and held up for me. Y'all missing me? The wall symbolizes some protection. It symbolizes something that's going to shield me, something that's going to fortify me. And I believe God and his word to be a wall for me. God has protected me. If I turn around, if I shift my focus, if I look at it another way, I see the wall. Listen to me. We're worrying about stuff that can't get in. I'm thinking, God, some stuff can't get out. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Lord, have mercy. Listen, I'm not trying to be deep. I'm just trying to bless you today. Hezekiah has balls. He's got an infection. His immune system is weak. He can't turn to people. Because the people would be more of a damage to him in a vulnerable situation. He too sick. That's why they couldn't already come and bless him, because they dangering him by getting close to him. It's contagious. It's catchy. So he kind of outcast. Don't nobody want to fool with you when you got balls? So when you have to decide about praying or giving up, you can't let somebody else tell you when to do it. It's got to be between you and the Lord. He turns to the wall. He turns to the wall. Number two, you depend upon your personal relationship. You deal with your present reality. Now you deal with your personal relationship. You see, Hezekiah realized that all is not lost. I'm not able to get up. Y'all missing me. I'm not able to shout, but I can turn. I know y'all ain't slow. I still got something I can do. And with everything I got left, I'm turning to God. I've been beat down. See, y'all think y'all been through some bad stuff. You imagine being a king and it not even matter. I can't buy my way out of this. I can't cute my way out of this. I can't smart my way out of this. It's on me. It's in me. And God is allowing it. And Hezekiah realizes, wait a minute, if prayer worked one chapter ago, wait a minute. In chapter 19, Lord, when I prayed to you, you told me, Lord, that everything was going to be all right. You made Sennacherib flee. Matter of fact, Sennacherib, when he went back to his chamber, he got killed himself. Y'all don't see God. God take care of your enemies when you're going to deal with him. God, if you deal with the enemy outside of me, I know you can deal with the enemy inside of me. I know you can deliver me from addiction because I saw you deliver me from trouble out there. You got me out of prison outside. You can get me out of this prison on the inside. If you did it then, who's to say you can't do it now? I'm going to pray. I ain't giving up yet. All is not lost. Am I the only one in this house who has a personal relationship? Sometimes it ain't nobody but you and the Lord. And you got to depend on what the Lord has already done for you. Everything you know about him. Everything he's told you. Everything you experience with him. It's about your relationship. If I don't tell you anything else, if I never get to tell you anything else, I want to tell you this. Everything in your life is going to be a reflection of your relationship with God. How you handle life is a reflection of your relationship with God. You praying anyhow shows the world that you belong to God. You giving up shows God in the world you ain't got no good relationship with him. Depend upon your personal relationship. Look what he says. He says, I beseech thee, O Lord. Remember now. It ain't that God got amnesia, but sometimes it just feels good to remind God what he told you. Lord, you told me long time ago that if I just trust you, you will go see me through. Lord, you told me before, if I stand for you, you will stand with me. Lord, I asked you before to bless my body, and God, you brought me through. And if you brought me through that, I know you'll bring me through this. God, I remind, no, God, I know you ain't forgot, I don't know you ain't forgot our promise. I know you ain't forgot our deal, God. You told me if I just trust you, you go guide me. Lord, you said if I just trust you with my whole heart, you go guide my path. I know, I remember what you told me, God. I know surely you ain't forgot what you told me. Which lets you know that when you have a true personal relationship with God, you can be honest. Has anybody ever been honest with God? You ain't came up with all kinds of pretty words. Oh, God of the celestial beings. God above all the gaseous of the lunacy of the solar eclipses. Lord, I'm hurting. Lord, I need you. I need to feel you. I need to experience you, God. I need to know I'm on the right path. God, I need to feel you. God, I need to hear from you. God, my God, I need you. It's called being honest. And you can always be honest with people you're close to. Can I give you a word of advice? Stop treating God like a stranger. Uh-huh. Stop trying to be all proper and formal. God, it's me. Hi, God, it's me. I know you ain't seen me in a long time. Oh, I know you ain't heard from me, at least. I know I ain't really read your word in a long time, but... See, you're formal with people you don't know. I wish I had a witness. But when I know Jesus for myself, oh my God, I wish I had somebody to know what I'm talking about. If I just call on his name, sometimes I can't say nothing. I can just moan and he understands. I just have to groan sometimes. He understands. Because of the personal relationship. Remember now, God, I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. Have done that which is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. See, he was honest. He didn't try to act like, I'm fine, God. I don't need it. I got it. Now, here's the problem. There are some things, in order to be healed and restored, God got to get rid of the infections in your life. But you've got to be able to determine and allow God to remove them infections, because some infections don't hurt you physically. Some infections hurt you spiritually. I wish I had somebody. There are some people in your life that are infections. God wants to eliminate those infections from your life. You think you need them. So that's why a lot of us are not honest and don't talk to God, because we really don't want God to remove them. We want God to change them. But brothers and sisters, an infection is an infection. Uh-oh. I was doing good, man. Let me go back. What can I say to fix this? My mind goes blank now. I was doing good. I really was. I was doing good. I had y'all. Now y'all done shut it down because y'all want to get rid of folks who trying to kill you. And it's not from the external, because balls are just a reflection. The ball ain't the problem. It's the infection that's the problem. The ball reminds you that you got a problem on the inside. Otherwise, you never would have known it. And so that's why God is giving you opportunity. When you turn to him, you can't look at them balls. Look at the wall, not yourself. Uh-oh, let me come out. Okay. He reminds God of their covenant, their promise. He says, God, I know what I've done for you. You told me you was going to take care of me if I'd done for you. Now, God, I ask you to help me. Not deep, wasn't long, just honest with God. Lord, I need your help. Look what verse number 4 said, and it came to pass before Isaiah got out of town. God had the same one who said you're about to die, had to be the same one to come tell you, my bad. Y'all don't feel me. Y'all don't feel me. I have experienced it myself. The same, that if you just leave them alone, the same ones who wanted to be a part of your destruction are now helping you construct. Here's what you got to understand. You can't eliminate Isaiah. He's just a messenger. Lord have mercy, help me. I'm trying to move on. Look, after he prays, here come Isaiah back to him. If Hezekiah ain't in the right spirit of prayer, he going to see Isaiah and remember what Isaiah just told him. Now he don't want to hear the good news from God, because all he see out of Isaiah is the bad news he just got. You got to be delivered from people so God can bless your life. And some of us right now can't stand the sight of certain people, because you remember the last thing they said to you. Y'all sleepy. Y'all got to go. It ain't so much what they did then. You remember the last thing. And I hear us, I can forgive, but I cannot forget. And it's not, but we can forget paying tithe. Boy, we forget to go visit folk we say we go visit. But we can't ever forget. Now, we remember who owe us money. But we can't remember who we owe money to. I believe they call it selective amnesia. That's neither here nor there. Isaiah has to come back. Isaiah ain't got no problem doing that because, hey, he's just the man of God. He's just the messenger. Sometimes the mailman bring a check. Sometimes he bring a bill. What you mad at me for? Isaiah ain't got no problem with this. Hezekiah the one who got to be delivered. He got to be delivered from Isaiah. Oh, Lord. And see, some of us getting mad at preachers who had to tell us the truth about ourselves. But if you really understand that what the preacher was doing, just being a messenger of God, telling you what God wanted you to know, so that you could take the right actions. Oh. Isaiah got to come back, and he got to say, my bad. Let me retract that statement. The word came to Isaiah saying, go back. Turn again. Brings me to point number three. Prayer or give up. Number one is because of what? Somebody tell me. You got to deal with your what? Present reality. Number two, you got to do what? Do what? Depend upon what? Your personal relationship with who? With God. Lastly, you will discover his power to restore. If you pray and don't give up, you discover his power to restore. Discover his power to restore. Too many of us give up and don't pray or give up during the prayer. Or, brothers and sisters, we give up after the prayer because it didn't happen right then. But now you got to understand that the moment you pray, God hears you. And I've learned in my life just to praise God for the fact that he heard me. I trust that he gonna do it whenever he need to do it, but I'm thankful that I know that he heard my prayer. Stop waiting on you to get the answer. Stop waiting on it to happen before you bless God. Start releasing and walking in the healing knowing that God heard you. Amen. He heard my prayer. And so if he heard it, he gonna process it however he want to. But I'm going to give my God a chance to bless me. Some of y'all done talked yourselves out of him asking it. I'm going to ask him. He going to tell me no. He going to tell me hush. I'm going to fill up his inbox with messages. Oh, yeah, Lord, I forgot. FYI, God. If I got to CC it, I'll CC it. I want to make sure the Lord get the message I'm trying to give him. Verse 5, turns again. The word tells Isaiah, turn again. Y'all see that? He said, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, 3 days later, go on chill for a while, because in 3 days you're going to be able to go back to church. Here's the problem for you and I. Here's our problem. Because the Lord don't tell you to go back to work. See how y'all did? He don't tell you to go back to playing. You don't go back to clubbing. Because God is the one gave you this healing. Not your employer. You make sure you go back to the place that deposited this blessing. Uh-huh. How dare you let God heal you, you don't come back to his house and tell him thank you. I'm back to myself. That ain't always a good thing. Because there's supposed to be a change in you. I'm feeling back to myself. Oh, Lord, I ain't going to see you again. And I will add to thy days 15 years. Now, look, here's what you got to understand. Hezekiah could have got sad about this. You mean I'm going to die still? Yeah, but at least you got 15 more years. That's 15 you can't buy. I'm going to add to you 15 more years. Look, he says, okay, Lord, I hear you. He heard Isaiah. He says, now, I need to understand. I need a sign once I get to this. I need a sign, God, because they bring in the figs, and the figs were used to heal those ointments and heal those afflictions, those balls. All right? Anybody can do that. They're going to take the credit for that. Home remedies. Go get you some, go out to the woods and go get you some fig and put that on that ringworm. I guess I'm the only one came up. Put the fig juice on the ringworm. Okay, all right. Guess I'm the only one. I'm sorry. Sorry. Now, that ain't no medical book. That's just something Big Mama teach you. Okay? Some stuff you ain't gonna find that. You can't look up WebMD and find this stuff. Putting snuff on bee stings and stuff. And not just fresh snuff either, if you catch my drift. I'm a living witness. He done kept me. Don't you tell me I ain't been kept by the grace of God. Am I by myself? Some of the stuff them old folks put on you. Some of the stuff they done put in us and put on us. How did we make it through? All right. They put the figs and the ball was healed. But he says, wait a minute, I don't want them to get credit, Lord. I need you to get credit. How will I know? How will this be a sign that the Lord will heal me? He says, I'm going to do something. I'm going to fool with nature now. This is God's power to restore. All right? It starts with Isaiah. He tells him to restore is another word for saying reverse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, sometimes when you're driving and you go the wrong way, you got a gear that's called reverse that allows you to go back and go to a different direction. Because, see, when you go back, you ain't wasting gas. Okay, all right, I know I'm losing you now. He says, I got the power. He tells Isaiah, turn back. He says, what I'm going to do with this sun, with the shadow, normally the later in the day, the further the shadow goes. God says, what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn that around. As the further the day goes, the shadow goes back. That's against every law of nature. All the laws of astronomy, the sun ain't supposed to act like that. Now, some folk call it an eclipse, but the sun's still shining. It's just that the shadow moves back. Have you ever been through something in your life when you prayed to God and know it was nobody but God? He did something impossible that only you could see it. Am I the only witness that you saw God do something? You may have saw angelic disposition in something. You may have seen an extra light somewhere where there was no light. And you ask somebody else, did you see that? And they say, what? That's because that's for you to praise God for, because it's an individual blessing. He turns some stuff around in your life. And as I close this message, I'm just going to praise God for the stuff in my life that he turned around just because I prayed to him. Because I prayed to him and I prayed right, he turned it all around. He reversed it. I was headed to hell. He reversed it. I should have been dead. He reversed it. Think about you. I'm talking about me. I want you to think about you. Think about some stuff in your life that could have happened if you'd have kept on going straight. But the Lord reversed it because somebody prayed for you or you prayed for yourself. He reversed it. Death had my name on it. He reversed it. That was somebody else's job. He reversed it. Somebody else's healing. He reversed it. Other folks died. You got up. He reversed it. Am I the only one here who should not be here today? If not for God reversing it, well, I wish somebody would take 10, 15 seconds and thank God for what he reversed. Hallelujah. It had to be this way. Ahaz was evil. Ahaz was a mess. But his son, Hezekiah, is the one who restored the house of David. In the house of David, 42 generations after David, comes our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus teaches us how to pray as well. He said, don't pray like somebody else pray. Don't pray like you hear everybody else pray. Don't pray to hear yourself. Don't pray to be heard. Pray from the essence of your heart. Jesus, our deliverer. Jesus, our strength. Jesus, our victory. I can pray now in the name of Jesus, because Jesus Christ, who is my Savior, who is my deliverer, he died on the cross. He died for my sin. He died for my affliction. He died for my balls. I too got balls that were assigned to my life. But when Jesus died on the cross, he illuminated my balls. He got rid of my balls. And 3 days later, he got up with all power in his hands. And now he stands at the right hand of the Father, interceding for me and you. So every prayer I pray, I make sure I pray in the name of Jesus. Because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. At the name of Jesus, the devil gets scared, his demons flee, the world shakes up, heaven shakes, the wall quakes. At the name of Jesus, healing takes place, deliverance takes place, life takes place, light takes place. In the name of Jesus, victory comes about. Yeah! Today, you got a choice: pray or give up. You can't do both. You can't go another day trying to do both. If you go pray, don't worry. If you go worry, don't pray. Why pray and worry at the same time? Do one or do the other. Hezekiah was blessed. Hezekiah was restored because he trusted in the power of prayer. Prayer. Simply talking and communing with our God above. Stop making life worse than it had to be, and you have not prayed. And you have not prayed. And you have not prayed. You can pray while driving. They can't take prayer out of schools. They can't take prayer out of the workplace. I can think on them and still pray. Be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, make your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. That's your promise today, that if you pray, God keeps you as you pray. Pray, Paul says, without ceasing. Does not pray, don't mean pray, say your prayers 24 hours, 7 days a week, but it means you ought to be in a spirit of prayer, whereas I'm always able to talk to God. Before I make destructive decisions, God, help me. Before I say something about somebody I shouldn't say, Lord, help me. Be angry, but sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Prayer has to be interjected there. Otherwise, you let the sun go down on your wrath. Only way you're going to come out of unforgiveness is if you pray that God remove it from you. You got to learn how to be a prayer warrior. I tell you a harsh reality, a harsh untruth, harsh truth. And all the preacher can do is pray with you. You have to pray for yourself. I can pray with you, but only you know exactly what's going on. And you got enough power. You got access to God to talk to him for yourself. I join as a covenant partner with you, cover you as you pray. But don't ask people to pray for you, you ain't praying. What good is it me to pray for you and you go right back to doing what you was doing? So do you want God to, you want people to pray for you or chaperone you? It's time to grow up. The world we're living in, the season we're in, we've got to become prayer warriors. And you don't have to be a preacher to be a prayer warrior. You have to be a deacon to be a prayer warrior. You need to be a child of God and be a prayer warrior. Win back our streets. Win back our community. Win back our children. Win back our victory by prayer. Won't you come? Are there others today? Are there others? Baptism, you want to be saved. You want to be a child of God. Letter, Christian experience, rededication. Come to Christ today. Don't give up. Don't give up on your life. You got too much living to do. It's not over till God says it's over. Some things are just a test to see how you will respond. Some of us may have given up way too soon. It wasn't time for you to give up. He just wants to see what you look up. Won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come today? Glory to God.